This program deals with themes of an adult nature and is intended for a mature audience.
All right.
All right, sweet. Let's go.
Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. Woo-hoo. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 151 for Monday, March 1st, 2021.
On the Two Bobs, we're going to talk about the beer we're drinking. Also, this week marks a momentous occasion on the Two Bobs. Zero episodes in a row because Robert didn't feel like working last week.
Well, that would barely be one episode in a row, Rob, because this episode counts.
That's true. It's technically one, I suppose.
Yeah. And much like our nuggets.
The show notes says zero episodes in a row, though. So I was going by that.
I was drunk already. We're going to supersize our show notes like we're supersize our nugget order. And we're going to talk about Canadian snowmen, allergies, an unwelcome visitor, a traffic jam, sick day, taking a bath, and a questionable homicide.
Nice. I got to be careful what I'm saying here because Harrison's down here again doing crafts at the crafts table. Oh, good. He's coming. That's good. This makes for a real good podcast. Hey, what you got there?
You said his name like Beetlejuice.
Who's that? Oh, you made a friend.
Yeah.
He's got to hold it up to the camera.
Watch Daddy's here. Here, let me hold it up to the camera for you. What's his name?
His name is Bob.
Oh,
Bob.
Oh, it's the Three Bobs today.
Yeah.
The Three nice. Bobs. Hi, welcome to the Three Bobs. I'm Bob and Bob and I'm Bob.
He looks awesome.
Very nice, buddy. You did a great job with that. Why are my fingers this color now? What did you do to that?
I glued it.
You glued it?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
I glued the eyes on
him. He's got a thing with googly eyes. For the longest time, whenever he got anything with googly eyes, like a card, something he brought home from school, he would rip the googly eyes off of it.
So I don't like the way he's looking at me.
It was like very like serial killer-y. But anyway, I digress. We're doing a podcast. How's everything going?
It's going all right. You know, we're getting some warm weather finally, and the snow is, I think, mostly melted. So it's good. I'm hoping it stays that way. A lot better than Texas has been the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, but I think like Austin or somewhere in Texas was like up to 80 today. Can you imagine having snow and ice, and even if it's just a little amount, and then like less than a week later, it's 80 degrees again like that. That's crazy to me. Like we've gotten up into the 40s last couple days, and I'm pretty excited, mostly because I haven't been able to pick dog shit up in my backyard in a period of weeks. I can't imagine how much is back there because like during the week, I just don't have the opportunity to do it because I get home and it's dark. I can't do it. So what happens is I only have the weekends, but every single weekend for like several weeks, like it just like snowed.
Yeah.
And so it was all buried. So it's just like like layers and layers of dog shit. So I am excited though that a good amount of the snow's gone. So this weekend I'll be able to get some of the dog shit up, which is, I'm super excited about it.
Well, the nice thing about that is it, once it has all that moisture on it, it breaks down. Yeah. So it'll.
Well, we had this big snow drift like a couple feet back from the back door.
Yeah.
Finnegan's been mostly shitting because of all the snow near the door. And I'm like, it might just be easier at this point just to get a patio and cover it.
That's right.
If we get a patio, I mean, we can't get the patio until the spring, though. But that's like a number one on our list is in the spring. I want a patio and I want a hot tub.
Oh, yeah, so, but you don't have enough. You're going to have to build the whole thing around it so people can't watch you. New subdivision there. You don't have the privacy of the trees.
Well, kind of. So, like, if you go around our back door, so if you go out our back patio door, which is not really a patio door, the sliding door. And you go around the corner of the house to where the garage is, there's a good pop-out right there from where the garage is sticking out near the front of the house. So it creates, like, a cove. So I want to put a pad. I want to wrap the patio around and put a pad right there. So two of the sides will already be shielded.
You're not going to walk all the way around there to get in the hot tub. You want to step right out of the house and get in it.
Yeah, but there's the side door for the garage is right there, though, too. So it's like right around the corner.
I thought I'd been to your house, but I'm just saying.
So I'm like, if I have the patio, I can put it right there, and it's good amount of privacy. And then we have the neighbor right there, and I'm like, I could just put like a large, like kind of like a line of arborvitaes or something right there just to give us some privacy. So don't tell me what to do with my backyard. If I want a hot tub, if I want to show this off to my neighbors, I'm going to do it.
You're going to be out there prancing around in your Speedo?
Well, and our other neighbors across the street who are good friends of ours,
I don't like them.
They're putting in a pool in the spring. So I'm like, all right, listen, guys.
It's frozen.
You guys, in the spring, it won't be, Robert. It still gets into like the 90s here. I don't like that idea. Fucking Greenland. It's where I'm in Michigan, right? So
maybe a skating rink for half the year.
They're putting in a pool. So I said, listen, you guys put the in-ground pool in. We'll put the hot tub in, and we can. It's a quick walk between our houses, and we'll have a pool and a hot tub.
You can put one of those little walkways that goes over the street, so the kids can get back and forth without dodging traffic.
Yeah, and it's gonna have one of those. It's gonna have one of those motorized escalator.
The sky cars.
It's gonna have one of those motorized walkways like they have at the airport, so we can get there quicker.
That's true. And you walk on it while it's moving, get there really fast.
If you're on the right side, you walk. If you're on the left side, you stand. Or I think it's the other way. The right side, you can stand. The left side, you walk.
Right, right. But you always walk on it because that way you get there twice as fast.
Listen, I've had some close calls with flights where I'm glad that I was able to walk on those things.
Yeah, yeah. Don't run. That's
yeah, the McNamara Terminal at Detroit Metro Airport is pretty damn big, and I've been to a lot of airports. Where was I going? I think it was when I was going to Dallas, maybe. Like, I literally, my gate was the last gate, and I was traveling, and it was when we had the polar vortex a couple years ago.
Yeah.
So everything was operating really slowly, and I had to get over there, and there's a tram, but the tram was broken. So I was glad those motorized walkways were there. It saved my life. I'd be dead. Because I would have had to run all the way down the McNamara Terminal, and I would have died on my way.
That's not happening.
And missed my flight.
That's right. Not exactly in that order.
No, I mean, I died on my flight. Why did you just send me a thing? Are you bored?
No, because I don't remember what Skype does. I saw the thing. It was flashing. It says react.
Yeah. I'm surprised you didn't hang up on me. Usually I do that.
Anytime I touch it, it's like,
yeah, don't touch Skype, Robert. Until it's time to hang up, just don't touch Skype. You struggle with it. Oh, good. Great. All right. Well, it's better than, Let's talk about beer.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
About time. This is zero episodes in a row, by the way. We haven't said that yet. So apologies to Kelly in advance.
Yeah, it's zero episodes because last week.
I didn't
feel like it.
Yeah, I called in sick.
Robert took a sick day last week.
Yeah, like,
which honestly, it was like one of those things. Like, I would have done the episode, but when you texted me, it was like, "Hey, you want to skip this week?" I was like, "Yes, I do, actually."
Yeah.
So it actually really worked out. I've been busy. I've been busy with life and everything like that. And then I'm studying for some licenses.
Yeah.
Right now, some securities licenses, and that's taking up a good amount of time. And I just got a lot going on. I had to Anyway. Beer.
Yeah, so what do you got?
This week we're going to our friends at Founders. Oh. I'm not even going to try to tell you all the times I've had Founders on this show because it would take up the rest of the episode. But this is a new one. It's a new brew, Robert. It's their first barrel age series, I believe, in 2021 here. And it's their Panther Cub.
It's
a porter. It's a porter with vanilla and maple syrup aged in bourbon barrels. What do you think about that? Let me tell you about it. This is a robust porter. Panther Cub is aged in the finest bourbon barrels, available along with a kiss of maple syrup and vanilla extract / beaver asshole.
Ooh.
The aroma of maple and vanilla notes combine with a surprisingly deep character to make this rare creature one to gaze upon fondly. Don't let it fool you. This kitty has claws. So it's the Panther Cub from Founders. The bottle's kind of cool. It's like a cute little panther cub per se on there. And it's a 9.2% alcohol by volume, 30 IBUs. Availability is February and March. So not a whole lot of availability. Now. It's extremely, well, it's still technically February. Well, it'll be March 1st, though, when this episode airs. But you can still get it in March, and it seems to be a very limited release. So I'm glad I got a four-pack of it, and this is the last of the four-pack. So, oh well.
I'm going to check and see if I can. Usually with these kind of things, I can't find them around here. Although I got to go to, there's a new place that I've been getting some beer. And it looks like they'll be able to get additional things. So I might have to do the old special order.
See if I can get some.
Yeah, just I'll pay them. I'll pay extra for some of the stuff if they can get it.
So I get slight notes of maple syrup, slight notes of vanilla extract and the aromas. And again, I've had this beer three times already. This is the fourth time. I know I like it. And it's exactly what you would expect. There's maple syrup. I love the combination of maple syrup and vanilla. It's interesting because, you know, CBS is my favorite beer in the world, and that's there's a heavy presence of maple syrup in that one. This one, a little bit lighter. Like they said in the little narrative here, there's just a kiss of maple syrup. So I taste a little bit of maple syrup, a little bit heavier on the vanilla than the maple syrup. Really good brew though. I rated it 4.5 on Untappt. It's a good one. Why are you laughing at me? I feel like you're always judging me when I rate beers.
Oh, I do now, but I'll try not to. It's become a bad habit.
I didn't rate it 5. In fact, my buddy Dave, he texted me the other day. We're always texting. Have you had this one? Have you had this one? Have you had this one? And he texted me, have you had this one? I said, yes, I have. I rated it 4.5. He rated it 4.75 on Untappt. So, he liked it as well. So, Dave is a big bourbon guy. He's a big bourbon guy. So I feel like he really has a good taste for the bourbon barrel aged beers, and he liked it as well.
Let's see. I think Dave and I do follow each other on the Untappt. I'll have to take a look. But
He listens to every episode. I know. Was it last episode or the episode before that? I was talking about what a nice guy is, and he like texted me about it. Like, I mean, so he's going to listen to this too.
Okay. And, so I won't say anything bad then. Yeah.
He didn't buy this one for me. I bought this one of myself, my own self.
I can't help but notice he hasn't sent me anything.
Well, you know, I'll talk to him.
You should. My address. God damn it. Well, I'm going to tell you about what I've got. I thought I closed the tab, but I didn't. And I'm drinking a Solace Brewing Company, which is here in Northern Virginia. It is there, and I can't tell what it is because it doesn't really tell me here on the side. But it's their No Hootin', No Hollerin' Barrel Aged Stout, which is 10.1% alcohol by volume. They got this sweet 16-ounce can, and you can see they've got their own little sticky label on it. So it's a smaller brewery. I like to get over there. The only time I've had Solace on the episodes was episode 136, Mask Nuggets. I had the Lucy Juicy double IPA, which was quite good. And this time again, I've got the No Hootin', No Hollerin' Barrel Aged Stout. And the website doesn't tell us crap. Just says that it's a stout aged for 7 months in Heaven Hill whiskey barrels. So I am going to take a big old swig of it and tell you what I think. I'm going to smell it, though, because I was smelling it a little bit ago. I smell some booziness. It's interesting. It's almost like chocolate. A little coffee in there. Coffee and chocolate. See if it tastes like that, though. It's good. I taste the whiskey. I taste the barrels, the booziness of it. I get just a subtle hint of chocolate in there. I don't really taste a whole lot of the coffee either. So those are just subtle in there, which is probably why they don't really call it out in the name. But it's good. It's strong. It's thick. It's dark as night. I mean, it's pitch black. You can't see a thing through it.
Thick and dark.
Yeah. So that's what I like about it. And I rated it, I think, a 4.25. It does rate up there for me. It's nice and strong. I don't know that I could drink a whole bunch of them. I did bring two down here, but seeing this out, tomorrow's a Friday. I probably should stick with the one, but we'll see. I like it a lot. If you're in the Northern Virginia, D.C. area and are able to grab some, then I would highly recommend it. And I'd love to get over there to this brewery sometime, and maybe I'll have to put it on the short list of places to visit soon. See if I can get my shot first.
One thing at a time. One thing at a time.
Yeah, I got a lot going on. Oh, man. Well, that's good stuff. I like it. I wasn't quite sure what to expect, but I'm glad I grabbed it.
I don't know why this keyboard is so delayed when I type. It's like adding. Why?
You got to use Siri. Is it your computer? Is it failing you already?
No.
You can't keep up? Is it the keyboard?
The keyboard is very slow to respond to key presses.
Maybe it's because the processor is being taxed by Skype.
It's not, though.
Yeah. You should get an Intel one instead. This M1.
Yeah, because Intel is so last year, Robert. Come on now. Hold on a second.
I gotta fix your typo here. You said 147.
Yeah, pancake. Yeah. That I put Southern tier, and I just happened to notice it, and I didn't want to forget. You don't have to do it right now.
Oh, I got to do it right now.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, you can.
That was probably a week where you phoned in the show notes by just sending me back the actual notes that we already had. I knew Kelly had my back.
Listen.
Kelly is like second to Colin in taking care of me.
Sometimes you just have to phone it in. I know when to do that and when it's in everybody's best interest. And not to mention, I don't know. If you actually read this shit, let me know, because I feel like I put effort into it, and I'm like, I don't know if anybody other than you or I actually ever read this shit, because I put clever little things in there.
Yeah, ask Dave.
Yeah, I'll ask Dave. Let me see. I'm going to text Dave right now very, very slowly because
we should call him.
Let's see here. Dave.
Does Dave know how to read crazy news?
Let's see. I'm sure he does. Do you ever read the show?
Is the typing delayed? Is that why you can't do this?
It's driving me nuts. Let me turn the keyboard off and then turn it back on.
Oh, no. You got to reboot?
Shut the fuck up, Robert. Let's see here. Let's see if
you're going to swear to Bob K.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Oh, actually, you know what? That worked perfectly. I just shut the keyboard off and turned it back on, and now there's no more delay.
Great. Shut the fuck up, Robert.
I don't have to go back to an Intel-based MacBook now. I was really concerned I was going to go have to buy a shittier MacBook so my keyboard would work.
Well, now you got to return all the stuff you bought today because you don't really need it now.
Dave says, which ones?
No, oh, I didn't Jesus. All 160 of them when you count all the best ofs.
Which ones? The ones for the podcast.
All of them, Dave. All of them.
Start at episode one.
Yeah.
I'm going to quiz you on it. I got to see him on Saturday. Dave and I are going to try on suits together. Mostly because I'm standing up in his wedding.
Are these suits going to have elastic in them?
I hope so. Well, I'm hoping they slim down now and the wedding. So yeah. I might need suspenders or something. I'll ask him if I can get suspenders for my suit.
Now, are you guys still on your diet where you're taking a bite of cupcakes and throwing them in the sink immediately, or are you finishing the cupcake? Because we got 12 cupcakes delivered today.
We're mostly dieting.
Okay.
I'm down a quarter of a percent. A dozen. I'm down like 15 pounds actually.
Oh, well, that's good.
You can't tell this because I'm wearing a gigantic hoodie right now. That's it could fit like one and a half of me in there.
That's your uniform.
What do you mean my uniform?
That's what you wear all the time is the hoodie. Every time. I mean, you know, the once a week that I see you, if that, it's the hoodie. Although sometimes, I guess, if it's warmer, you got the t-shirt. You got the Star Wars t-shirt.
Well, I'm in a basement.
Yeah, that's cold. Me too.
Well, that's true. It's a little bit cold. There's a couple vents. I don't think they really do much. They're open though. I turn them off. I close the vents during the summer, and I open them up during the winter. And I suppose it's better than nothing down here. But eventually, there I'm going to put walls.
Have Harrison do it next week.
I'm going to create myself an office down here eventually.
Yeah, I'm moving mine. I like mine here because I got the slider and I can get sunlight during the day. Because otherwise, but I'm thinking I got to stick myself over in the corner because it's not really a good spot. But anyway, you ready for crazy news?
Yeah, crazy news. Let's do it.
Make anybody else turn this shit off. Except for Dave, he apparently listens.
Dave says that he usually does read the show notes, but
he didn't know there were show notes, did he?
Sometimes he forgets if it's a busy day.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's got a lot going on. It's getting married.
Yeah,
we got to go to Vegas. I don't know. That's being thrown out. It's the idea is being thrown out. And let's just say when he texted me to ask me what I thought about going to Vegas for two nights, I didn't exactly give him a negative response to that. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. Listen, I got two doses of the vaccine in me. I'm fucking invincible. Superman over here.
Will the hookers be vaccinated?
I hope so.
Don't say that out loud. That's inappropriate.
Well, you don't have to get hookers when you go to Vegas. That's optional.
True. It's free. Oh, never mind. That's what I meant.
No, nothing's free in Vegas. Shit.
Well, the drinks. Shit.
You got to be sitting in front of something. I remember when Kelly and I, last time we went to Vegas, and granted, we were staying at Bellagio, so we're staying at a nicer place. And so I remember we went to one of the bars and we were just sitting in front of the machines, and the bartender was like, hey, you know, you need to place at least $2 minimum bets to get drinks while we were sitting there. And I'm like, all right. So we started. Fine. So we were playing. So, you know, at some point, though, it's just like, yeah, it probably would have been cheaper just to fucking sit in front of a nickel slot machine or something like that and just pulling on. Every time I see a waitress, just, there we go. I'm playing. Yeah, give me another beer, please.
Cha-ching.
But I did let him know. I'm like, listen, it's like $8 for water. Now, I get it. It's in the middle of the desert.
Yeah.
But still, it's not, you know, they get you can get a free, you can get a pretty decent rate on a flight in a hotel room, but there's a lot of stuff that goes along with it, and I'm completely okay with that.
Yeah. No, that's fun. We haven't been in I was going to say a couple years, but it's been longer than that. So we
got to go to Vegas, Robert. Take it back. Let's go to Vegas.
That'd be
fun. Let's take our lady wives to Vegas with us.
I'll let Melissa know so she can stay and watch the cat.
Oh, I hope she doesn't listen to this episode.
She's a couple weeks behind, so I've got time to recover.
Oh, man.
She's not. She's all caught up now, so yeah, she'll...
Oh, good. Kelly, I don't know where she is in the episodes. I mean, she's got two kids at home that she's got to, you know, do shit with every day for school and stuff. So I feel like she's several episodes behind. But anyway.
Where are we going?
We're going to Canada, Robert.
Canada?
Canada. It's the Florida of the North.
It's the Florida of Canada.
It's the Florida of... we're going to Canada Land. It's the theme park. To our north, and we're going to talk about Facebook watchdogs that beg a Canadian town to stop building sexy snowmen.
Oh yeah,
snow is better. Snow has never been this hot.
Ooh.
Residents of Manitoba, Canada, can't stop creating sexually explicit snow people. According to the City of Winnipeg Complaints Department,
Winnipeg. An
entirely fictional state agency on Facebook. So a Facebook group called the Winnipeg Complaints Department is sick of the sexually explicit snowmen in Winnipeg.
I'm going to follow them. I'll tell you what they say since you don't have the Facebook.
I deleted the Facebook.
Yeah,
hold on. Dave says, wow, good. Let's see here. When is Vegas? Oh, he sent me a beer. It's the
great
Rochester Mills King Cake Milkshake Stout.
Oh, King Cakes.
Milk Stout brewed with something and milk sugars and something. That looks good.
King cake. Anything with cake in it, I think.
I'm gonna love his image, but it's gonna do the thing where it says, Robert loved your image, because he's an Android guy. I don't even know why I'm friends with him.
What's his problem? Anyway,
I don't know. He likes the Samsung devices. He's in IT, and he has like a MacBook too. I think he uses a MacBook. He uses a MacBook and an Android. I don't know.
You get credit at work for being his friend or something?
Listen, we're gonna go get beer after we try on the suits, and I'll talk to him about it.
Yeah.
Which case he won't do anything to change, but
he'll say too bad.
Yeah. Anyway, read the story.
Yeah, tell me. Well, just get to it.
The images are the best. You should put one of these images in the short. Recent images shared by the wacky watchdog group have featured snowmen and women in a series of white hot sexually suggestive positions, including a pair found engaging in public fellatio on a bench near Winnipeg City Hall. If
we could do that for a show title, that would work.
You got to go to the show. You got to go to the show notes, click on the link, and look at this picture. Please stop making sexually suggestive snow sculptures at City Hall, reads a February 19th missive to citizens by the so-called complaints department. We have a camera footage of the persons involved, and the police will be investigating. And there's a picture there of a guy getting blown by a woman, and it's in the shape of a snow sculpture, and it's phenomenal. Last month, the same parody account shared another not safe for work photograph, blurred this time, of a snowman apparently engaging in masturbation. is a snowman jerking off on a bench
with a Santa hat?
Wearing a Santa hat. Oh man. Oh, that's it's, you'd think he'd had a carrot for a nose. I'm pretty sure they put carrot somewhere else. The city of Winnipeg would like to remind citizens to please stop creating sexually suggestive snow people, especially around schools. City crews have dismantled dozens around the city, and I'm pretty sure in Canada, even though they use the metric system, a dozen is still 12. They astonished.
It's 50, I thought.
They admonished the public. On January 19th, this photo was sent to us by Karen Moyle and at Kildonan Park. We have a blur. We have blurred the phallic object in question. It's, and again, that's the snowman jerking off on the bench. Another raunchy scene shared by citizens of Winnipeg shows a giant snow penis engulfing a green sedan. Yeah, it's a huge snow dick on a car. alongside a plea, this is a good one, from the photo department to contact us immediately with information about a suspect captured on grainy security camera footage. One of our complaints department clerks discovered her vehicle to have this disgusting snow sculpture created on it sometime during the lunch hour. Needless to say, we are shocked and saddened this vandalism happened to one of our employees, they wrote. With the exception of a few sticks in the snow, such as the one who blamed pandemic restrictions for inspiring bored snow sculptors to offend, most of the group's followers appear to be in on the joke. Guys should get a key to the city for this art piece, wrote one fan of the erotic works. I hope the police find these individuals so they can let them know this is the best thing ever, added another. And that is the end of the article.
The end. Well, I was thinking back when I saw the article that you sent
me. Hold
on.
Yeah. I accidentally added a table to the show notes. Let me show table.
Oh, I see table. At the top.
Table one. Here.
Bam.
Table one. So you knew.
It's fixed. And I, for some reason, the article seemed...
Oh, there's no table anymore.
Yeah, I fixed it. It seemed like it was...
I appreciate that.
It seemed like it was familiar. So I went to thetwobobs.com where you can catch all of our episodes, and I found episode TTB 120 Pubic Swirl.
Oh, that's a good one.
Where a World News Daily Report article talked about a man who had suffered extreme frostbite to his genitals after drunken sex with a snowman that he mistook for his ex-wife.
Well, that's when we discussed, I believe, whether it was more pleasurable to bang a pile of leaves or
wet
bang
leaves,
a snowman.
Rob, that'd be wet leaves.
A pile, of wet leaves or a snowman.
Yeah. I'll let you know tomorrow.
Are you... How do you have snow and wet leaves?
I don't, I don't have any of that, Rob. I'm just making stuff up. I was just being silly. Well, shit, we're going to go from Manitoba all the way down to Florida because that's just why. Where a Florida woman stabbed her sister with an EpiPen because she said she's allergic to drunks. Naples, Florida woman stabbed her sister with an EpiPen. Those things were like $400. These two were drinking together.
They're not. We have EpiPens here.
Well, that's what I saw on the news, Rob. Fox News told me that. She's allergic to drunks, according to the Naples Police Department. Harrison,
or Tucker.
Police said that they responded to the home of Joanna Zielinski, shares with her sister around 10:30 p.m. on February 11th due to a 911 call hangup. Zielinski's sister told officers they had been drinking together, and at some point she got tired and wanted to go to sleep, while Zielinski stayed up and continued drinking. Now, if they're sisters, they probably should both be Zielinski's, but who knows? Records show the victim said Zielinski went crazy. Are you putting more tables in there?
No.
And attacked her with EpiPen. I can see it in the corner of my eye. It's changing. Stabbing her multiple times, including on her left thigh, where a welt had formed. When asked about the incident, police said Zielinski replied, "I'm allergic to drunks, so I injected her with the EpiPen so she wouldn't be drunk no more. What's the big deal?" First responders arrived on the scene and said the victim wasn't actually injected with any medication during the incident because of the way Zielinski was holding the EpiPen, which is good because those things are like $400. The EpiPen was prescribed to Zielinski, but her sister didn't have any allergies, according to the report. Reports show the victim said Zielinski has been violent towards her in the past and she wanted to press charges. Zielinski, 62, was arrested on battery domestic violence charge.
Oh, man.
She doesn't look like 62 on there, but
no.
She is. Like, not a day over 63, at least.
It's hard to tell because her face looks all fucked up, like she got hit by something.
Right. Well, I'm gonna add this story here to my list.
There's a reason I added it.
As soon as I saw the website link come up, now I gotta allow ads or be a subscriber. So I'm gonna go into reader mode for this one. All right.
Now we're gonna go to
somewhere.
Oh, we're going to Czechoslovakia. Where a woman finds a snake in the toilet, and no, to answer everybody's question, it wasn't me and it wasn't my, never mind. The police realize it's just a poo. Is it the poo in the toilet?
Right. Anybody can make this mistake.
Police of the Czech town of Milo Vice.
Alexa, how do you say Milo Vice, Czechoslovakia?
I don't know that one.
Neither do we. Thank you.
How do you, Alexa, how do you pronounce Milovice?
I pronounce that Milovica, but I'm always working on how I say things, and I might not have it right.
The municipality police of the Czech town of Milovice had a rather smelly case to deal with. They received a phone call from a terrified woman telling them that she found a snake in her toilet. She blocked the toilet.
I'm tired of these snakes on this motherfucking toilet.
These motherfucking snakes on its motherfucking toilet. This is great. She blocked the toilet, waited anxiously for the officers to rescue her. The police hurried to her apartment, thinking how big of a snake can fit in a toilet bowl and what, only one way to find out, and what would be the best technique to use for the capture. When they arrived at the scene, they found the toilet lid covered by electronics
and feces.
And the woman put there to prevent the animal from escaping to her flat. One of the police officers gathered up courage and lifted the lid with the device on it. As he didn't end up bitten, and no creature managed to escape from under the lid, the officers used a flashlight to investigate the insides of the toilet bowl. What they found was by no means a venomous snake, even though the shape of the object did share some similarity. Disgusted by the brown finding, they decided to eliminate it. But they did by flushing it to the place where such items belong. They said their goodbyes to the embarrassed lady and left to solve another mysterious case. So there was
Wow, good old Milovici. That's pretty good.
Sounds like a pasta dish, doesn't it?
I would not. Oh man, it's one big brown noodle.
Squeakly. That's from our friends at Squeakly. What the fuck website?
We've never been to Squeakly.
For any stories like this. This is great.
Or we have to be there every week now. Squeak of the week.
Squeak Too of funny. The week. Oh, man.
Well, it's funny because I think one of the stories you have that you sent me is actually on Squeakly as well. Shit. Well, I'll get to the next one. Shit. Then we'll find out shortly. This one takes us to Bristol, which I believe is in the UK. And I'm looking at the street here, it has to be. But a man blocks Bristol traffic by sitting on a toilet in the middle of the road. Bizarre video of a man sat on a toilet in the middle of a busy street in Bristol has gone viral on social media. The video was taken in Lawrence Hill, close to the Lidl supermarket. Alexa, where is Lawrence Hill?
Australia and South Australia.
Oh, it's in Australia.
Oh, wow.
It's in Australia, mate.
Motorists are seen in the video having to negotiate their way around the man as he reads his paper and sits on the loo. That should have given us a little bit of a hint there.
That's a toilet.
The video of the man who dressed in shorts and a t-shirt, although how is he sitting on the toilet when he's got shorts on, is wearing a mask. That's good. It's been shared across social media. Some have described him as a legend, saying he could do all this with a laugh at the moment, while others have criticized him for compromising road safety. Although, I mean, that's like, it's at a stoplight, and it's one lane, so it's not like it's in the middle of the highway. There's no safety issue there. Sure, the five people on that road have to slow down, but that's not a big deal.
No, it's a guy taking a shit in the road. Yeah, what's the problem?
He should be able to. Everybody does it, Rob. Everybody poops.
I'd say this is America, but that didn't happen in America.
No. It happened in Milovici Stinky Poo in the toilet.
That was the previous
.com
place. But you know what? The great news is we're going back to America now. We're visiting the great state of Arizona, where a man was accused of faking his own kidnapping to evade work. I mean,
that's also on Squeakly, Rob. I don't know if you saw that.
Oh, good. I didn't. You know what? I didn't get a chance. I was very busy today. Usually every day I spend a good amount of time just perusing the stories on Squeakly. But today I was not able to do that as an exception to the norm. But I was able to go to abc15.com where, oh yeah, look at that.
I'm probably going to hang up now. So I'm just going to leave this screen up.
Yeah, shit. Where Arizona man is accused of faking his own kidnapping, like I said, to evade work. Hey, work. Hey, you did it. Great job. And I mean, I know people have done some crazy things to not go to work, but this is a bit much. But anyways, Coolidge, Arizona, where Coolidge police arrested a man who claimed he had been kidnapped near First Street and Northern Avenue in Coolidge to get out of work. The Casa Grande Dispatch reported at around 5:25 p.m. on February 10th, that police say they found 19-year-old Brandon Soles near a water tower with his hands bound behind his back and a bandana stuffed in his mouth.
I was thinking the same thing.
You have to hate your job where you'd rather be found, you'd rather be strapped to a water tower, bound and gagged, than go to work. Soles told police he was kidnapped by two masked men. He says the men knocked him unconscious and drove him around in a vehicle before leaving him by a water tower. Coolidge detective conducted an investigation that found no evidence that a kidnapping or assault had occurred. Officers say when they looked at surveillance video to corroborate his story of him being hit over the, I said it normal, his head, hit over the head and stuffed in his car in front of his home. They saw no signs of any of the story being true. He also alleged the kidnapping occurred because of a large amount of money his father had hidden around town, which was also fabricated. He was arrested on February 17th for false reporting to police, for that matter. Police officers said Soles admitted that he made up the story as an excuse to get out of work during an interview. Coolidge police say Soles was fired from his job at the tire factory.
Oh no!
When being bound and gagged at a water tower is better than selling tires. Online court. I didn't say barn. I said barn is. Oh shit! Online court records didn't list an attorney for Soles. You make me very self-conscious of how I say words. The Soles for Soles who might comment on his behalf.
Check.
What are you doing? Seem very distracted.
Well, I saw some alerts. I was reading those. But yeah, that's, I don't know. I thought the same thing. And I think at one point, many, many moons ago, we talked about ways to get out of work as part of our random shit. We probably had a weird story like that. But when you were reading it, the first thing I was thinking is like, how did he tie himself up? Did he do the gag? Did he do the whole thing? Or did he have somebody set him up who had to take time out of their day in order to make sure that he had time in his day? And how long did he expect to sit there?
Well, that's the thing. I'm just thinking, as I was reading, I'm thinking, how do you bound and gag yourself?
Yeah. Weird.
Yeah, it's very strange. Where are we going now, Robert?
I'm going bottoms up on that glass.
You did.
I was ready to crack open another one, but I don't know what to do with this. So this pop up here about allowing ads, but I'm gonna do it, and then I'm gonna actually, you know what, I will turn off my ad block here because I feel like I need the full effect.
Oh, I already turned it off for this website in the past. I must have, because it didn't ask me.
I turned it off. Block ads. I'll just pause and see what happens because it keeps popping up. But this is going to take us to our friends at the Press Herald, which happens to be in Portland. If you know, we're fond of a certain young lady up there who likes the vintage Pyrex.
She collects vintage Pyrex.
Yeah, and she likes the CBD before it becomes CBD. But it tells us that a Norway man charged after breaking into Casco home to take a bath and prepare a meal. This is from our friend Gillian Graham, also known as Jillian Graham.
It's Gillian.
From the Press Herald.
The moment I realized when we had been saying Gillian.
I knew, but I was like, oh, that's Rob. I'm gonna let him continue on his way. Gillian.
Oh, that's one of the best moments in Two Bob's history. While you're reading, I'll remember what episode it was.
All right, you look up because I was going
to
start.
The moment, so you can go back to the moment I realized that Gillian was actually called Jillian.
Oh, too funny. Well, the owners of a house on Pinkham Road in Casco arrived home to find Sean Schoonmaker's, that's a show title on its own, car parked inside their garage and the doors of their house locked. A Norway man was arrested Monday on burglary charges in Casco Alexa, where is Casco?
Casco, Maine is a census-designated place in Cumberland County, Maine. It is located 84.5 miles northeast of Manchester, New Hampshire.
Exactly where that is. All right, well, Norway, man, how he got to Maine from Norway, was arrested Monday on burglary charges in Casco after a couple returned home to find the strange car in their garage and later learned the accused intruder had taken a candlelit bath, ate food, and rearranged items in their home. Cumberland County, see, that's what Alexa just told us, Cumberland County, and she still lit up blue for some reason. Sheriff's deputies responding to a report of a... Alexa, stop. No one are listening to me. Report of a burglary in progress on Pinkham Road. Arrested 34-year-old Sean Schoonmaker. The homeowners had arrived home after being away overnight. Yeah. To find his car in the garage and the doors of their home locked, according to police. Yeah, you know what they were doing. And Hall, one of the homeowners, so they had returned home around 10:15 a.m. Monday from an overnight trip to celebrate Valentine's Day. See, I told you. When they opened the garage and saw a car, Hall said her spidey senses told her something was off. It wasn't her pants. This drove away from the house and called 911. It had been the day before. Hall said five deputies and a canine responded to her call and located Schoonmaker, whom Hall does not know, because she had never been to Norway. When they went in, there was a young man in there who had been lounging around and making it his place, said Hall, who said she is a psychic medium. And she didn't know somebody was at home in her house, but she's a psychic medium, so something's broken. I realized only after the deputies were gone that he had gone into every cupboard, every drawer, and rifled through things. He must have been there a while because he had changed everything around, although they were only gone overnight. Hall said the intruder had taken a candlelit bath in her walk-in tub, prepared and eaten food, and put his own items in the refrigerator.
He was moving in, you know? He felt like it was an extended stay.
He's squatting. Replaced photos and rearranged items on her mantle.
I don't think squatter's rights really apply when the owner is still actually living there in the home, but just gone for a night, right?
Well, they were gone on a sexcapade, Rob. It's fair game at that point.
Yes.
I'm pouring more of this beer. I don't remember what it's called. He replaced photos and rearranged items on her mantle.
Doesn't matter. If you smoke and you have pets, you're
right.
Fucked.
Right. Hall said she feels violated. Yeah, and unsafe in her own home, but is thankful for the lovely and professional deputies who came to her house. I want to heal from this and move on, she said. Schoonmaker was arrested on charges of burglary, theft, and violation of protection order. So, I got more questions. He was taken to Cumberland County Jail. So, how does he have a protection order and against who? And if he's in this person's house. So it sounds like they knew him somehow.
Yeah, that's...
And Gillian disabled comments on this news story, so we can't ask her. I wonder if she has a Twitter. I'm going to Google that now. Oh, there she is. She's somehow she's in my history.
Nice.
Probably. Oh, yeah, I recognize this profile photo. I sent that to you a while back. Yeah. Let's see if she.
By the way,
see if she tweeted the story recently.
Whilst you were reading, I went back and found the original story from Gillian Graham.
Yeah, about the trailer or the.
It was a 20-foot. It was a 20-foot shed being dragged behind a pickup truck, and that takes us back to episode 65, "Shaking the Swine."
Stars.
So if you want to hear, I didn't say that. If you want to hear. You want to hear the original Gillian Graham story? That's where you go for that.
A drunken Gillian Graham story involving vintage Pyrex and marijuana.
Yeah, she loves to smoke weed and collect vintage Pyrex.
Oh, that's why I can't find it in her Twitter, because it's from February 16th. Well, I go back a little bit. I feel like I can ask her a question.
She's very active on social media.
Yeah, she's done a lot of the retweets. I feel like we need to, I'm gonna find this article. Maybe I'll respond under the Two Bobs account.
So I was reading the headline for our last story.
Oh, man. Well, why don't you tell us about it while I see if she actually tweeted her own story out.
Yeah, so we're going to our friends at World News Daily Report, as we always like to end a Two Bobs episode. Right. And we're going to Chicago, where a man turns himself in to... I said Chicago. Fuck.
Chicago.
I did not say that. I said Chicago.
Play back the tape.
Holy fuck. Chicago's in the Midwest. However I say it is the correct way to say it.
I was going to say, you would know. Holy, we were going to meet in Chicago at the old Bean or
you're
something.
You're like in a separate country. Fuck off.
Damn it.
Go to Chicago. Where a man turns... I want some Chicago deep dish so bad. Where a man turns himself into police for killing his inflatable sex doll girlfriend, and he claims mental illness. Officers of the Chicago Police Department had quite a surprise when answering the call of a man claiming to have stabbed his girlfriend to death, discovering that the victim was, in fact, an inflatable sex doll.
Yeah.
Around 2:30 this morning, CPD officers were called to at the site of presumed homicide in the Bucktown neighborhood, where a man claimed to have repeatedly stabbed his girlfriend during a fight. And according to, if you look at the picture, it looks like mostly in the tits.
Yeah.
Arriving on the site with weapons drawn, the officers found no traces of blood and no corpse, only the man who called them holding a severely torn sex doll. As he was visibly drunk, mentally disturbed, and holding a large knife, 37-year-old Brian Craigson was arrested for questioning. He explained that he had spent the night been drinking and having sex with his girlfriend, but that at some point she had insulted his masculinity, causing him to become violent and stab her over 15 times with 50 times with a kitchen knife. According to the CPD spokesman, Lieutenant Dan Fitzgerald, the man was clearly devastated and convinced he had committed murder. The poor guy was crying and filled with remorse, insisting he had to pay for his crime. He just couldn't believe it when we told him that destroying his own property wasn't illegal. Lieutenant Fitzgerald said despite no crime being committed, a psychiatric evaluation was requested due to the alarming circumstances. He clearly has some mental issues and needs some help. Fortunately, in this case, his girlfriend wasn't real and will get the help without anyone being hurt except a sex toy. Mr. Gregson was released a few hours later without facing any criminal accusation. He will, however, be compelled to undergo a mandatory psychiatric evaluation over the next few weeks.
As he should.
And if you were wondering what the real cause of was of the United Airlines engine failure, where it sprayed engine parts all over the place, you can read the story about the United Airlines pilot and co-pilot fired for having loud sex together during a flight. And actually, now that I think about it, I think we actually covered that story at some point.
Probably. And this one, too, where the Tennessee man arrested for breaking into a shoe store at night to have sex with dozens of sandals.
Oh, man. Drug mule arrested after diarrhea ejects cocaine in middle of airport. The babysitter arrested for auctioning the kids under her care on eBay.
We've all been there.
We've all wanted to, tried, or at least desired to auction our kids off on eBay. I don't think you can
sell after a year at home. I desire to do a lot of different things, Rob, and I shouldn't explain them all here.
It's true. Some things are meant to stay off the podcast,
right? Like investment advice.
Oh man.
Well, shit. Well, damn it. That was episode 151. We threw a couple extra stories in there just because, we missed last week because of, I don't say lack of interest, but lack of interest. We just needed a break.
Lack of wanting to record an episode. Yeah. We didn't feel like it, so live with it.
Well, that's, you know, that's what I was saying a second ago. After being a year at home, there's a lot of things that I read because I like to read that stuff. It's talking about how people are just tired. And even folks like yourself have gone back to the office, may or may not be feeling the same level of tired that a lot of other people are.
Everybody's you get different. That break. Everybody's just a different degree of tired these days.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. It's, and even if you are going to the office, it's a different tired from worry. And do I have the shot? Do I not have the shot? You know, do I go to the store? Do I not go to the store? So all that wears on people. So hopefully we bring a little bit of light to your day once a week, except for Dave, because he doesn't read the show notes, except randomly.
Unless it's too busy with work, then he doesn't read the show notes.
His priorities are way out of order.
Yeah.
As Cartman would say, his prioritize.
It's true. They're building a house right now, but I still feel like our podcast should come before making money.
I mean, it's only logical. It's come way before making money for us on this show, anyway.
It's true. Very true.
that 12 bucks a month doesn't pay for itself.
No, it doesn't. It's hard work. A lot of sweat and tears going to making this podcast.
Not necessarily because of the show either. Well, God damn it. Yeah, if you feel like you're reaching out to us, you can call us on 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627. You can also send us a text message if you don't like the sound of your voice. But, hey, if we can put our voices out there, so can you.
And we are available on the social things at Two Bobs Podcast. And visit us thetwobobs.com.
Correct.
Yeah. Fantastic.
We'll look to see you next week for episodes two in a row. This is just one in a row.
Well, the website's still been running because I've been getting a lot of emails that all of our stuff is expiring. So I feel at some point I need to send you money for that.
It's the secure socket layer, Rob. I have until March 10th to renew that.
Well, thank goodness.
Oh, well, I'll see you next week.
See you next week. Right, maybe. Bye. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the Two Bobs. No words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.